Ksuv Reis Yerushalmi, corresponding to Ksuv Reis Bavli, Daf Samach Beis. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Zayin, Lamed Aleph, 11 lines up from the foot of the page, HaTalmidim Yotzim. HaTalmidim Yotzim LeTalmud Torah Shelo Berashus Bateihem 30 Yom, HaBerashus Bateihem Afilu Kama. They were inferred, Talmidim may go to learn Torah without permission of their wives for 30 days. With permission of their wives, it's even for much more time. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman Meshem Rabbi Yonasan, Vishalchem Levnoina Aseret Alofim Bachaydesh. Our first source is from the Shmuel Bar Nachman quoting Rabbi Yonasan, the Pasuk says in Malachim Aleph, Perek Hei, Pasuk Chofchef, and he sent them to Levanon 10,000 people for a month. And this shows that one may go for a month without permission. Ham Rabbi Avin, Chirev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Pir Rivia, Yosem Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Avin said that Hashem endears the mitzvah of Pur Avu more than building the Beis HaMikdash. My timer, Chodesh Yuv HaLevanon, Vishnaim Chadoshim Beveisai. What's the source? That it was a month that they were in the Lebanon, and 2 months they were at home. The men spent more time at home with their wives than they did cutting trees for the Beis HaMikdash. Rav Amar, Abar V'Hayotzes Chodesh B'Chodesh L'Chochodshei HaShana. Rav gives a second source, it's in Divya Yom Aleph, Perek Chav Zayin, Pasuk Aleph, the one coming and the one leaving, month by month, for all of the months of the year. And this also shows that one may go for a month without permission. Hacha ad Amar Shabbos Echad, Racha ad Amar Pamayim B'Shabbos. Here, in the Reish, you say that the owner of workers is once a week, and here in the Sefer, you say that it's twice a week. Tani Bakapar Pa'elim Yotzim Lemelachton Shlei Bereshus Bateihem Shabbos Achas. Bakapar said in Abaisa, workers may go away without permission of their wife for 1 week. And this answers the question, the Reisha teaches this, and it does not discuss Oina. Ha'Oina Amurah B'Torah, the Mishnah says the Oina said in the Torah. Itani Tani, She'er Zederach Eretz, Oina Zehamozoin. Itani Tani, Oina Zederach Eretz, She'er Zehamozoin. Some teach that She'er in the Pasuk refers to intimacy, and Oina refers to food, and some teach that Oina is intimacy, and She'er refers to food. Mandama She'er Zederach Eretz, Ish ish el kol she'er b'saroi, oina ze amazoin ve'ancha ve'arivecha. The one who says that she'er refers to intimacy, he learns it from each person, el she'er b'saroi, to the one who is close to his flesh. And oina refers to food, from the pasuk in Devarim ches, pasuk gimel, and I afflicted you and I made you hungry. The lashon of ya'ancha is lashon of oina. Man da ama she'er ze amazoin, Vayamte aleihem ka'ofar she'er oine ze derech eretz imtane es benoisi ze derech eretz. The one who says that she'er is food, he learned it from the pasuk in Tehillim perek ayin ches pasuk chav zayin, and he made rain down upon to you like dirt the food. And oine is intimacy, as the pasuk says in Bereishis Lamed Aleph pasuk nun, if you will afflict my daughters, and this refers to denying intimacy. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Potter Kriya She'er Ksusa Shetei Ksus Lefi HaShe'er Ve'yiten La Efa Yaldah LeZekena Ulei Efa Zekena LeYaldah. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov explained that She'er Ksusa, the clothing is according to the age. He may not give what is proper for a youth to an old woman, nor what is proper for an old woman to a youth. Ksusa Ve'yinasa Shetei Ksus Lefi HaOina Ve'yiten Efa Shel Kayetz Ve'yemeis HaGashamim Ulei Shel HaGashamim LeKayetz. And Ksusa Ve'yinasa refers to clothing that is according to the season. He may not give what is proper for summer in winter, nor what is proper for winter in summer. Mina, if you say Le Mazon, what is Rebbe Ben Yaakov's source for food? He doesn't expound She'ira or Anasa to obligate feeding her. Ma im dram she'ein bahim kiyum nefesh ein rasha limana memena dram she'ein kiyum nefesh lekol shekein. And the answer is, if matter is not essential for life, such as clothing, he may not withhold from her. Matter is essential to life, all the more so. Mina la oina. And what's his source for oina, for intimacy? He doesn't learn this from she'ira or oinasa. Ma'em dram ad shalai nisis lekan misha rishoina ina rishai limana memena dram shenisis lekan misha rishoina lekol shekein. The answer is, it matters that she did not marry for, meaning in order to get them, he may not withhold from her, matters that she married for them, all the more so. Me'imincha she'sholach Yaakov Avinu le'isav achiv lomad v'bilezah she'shilach le'kederach eretz. From the gift of Yaakov sent to Esav, Yaakov Avinu sent to Esav, Reb Lezer learned that Oina is according to one's occupation. He sent a proportional number of males to females based on their labor. Izim Mosayim Mityashim Esuim Chad La'asar V'chelim Mosayim Ve'ilim Esuim Chad La'asar. 200 she-goats and 20 he-goats, that's 1 male for 10 females. 200 ewes and 20 rams, that's 1 for 10, goats and sheep don't work. Kemalim meinekois ebeneim shloshim amavachya hein alideshu tsanua v'tashmisho l'hichay loipils pilsamoy hakosav. And the next pasuk says 30 nursing camels with their young. Rabachya said, since a camel is modest in its relations, they face away from each other, the Torah didn't publicize and didn't explicitly say he sent males. There's only a hint, because we read uvonehem like uvonehem, males that impregnate females. Since camels do heavy work, he sent a male for each female. Poros aboim uforim asara chad la'abar de'inan lai. And then the next phrase is 40 cows and 10 bulls. One male for four females, because they toil and work during the paying season, but not the entire year. And then the final phrase is 20 she-donkeys and 10 he-donkeys, one for two, because they toil and work and they carry burdens the entire year. Rabbi Yumia asked, these chachamim, is it not reasonable to make their law like idle men? They don't do physical toil. Amr of Manalem Estava, Deloy Ishusei Kaspanin, Shehen Yigiyin Yoseh. Rabbi Yomi asked, these Chacham, is it not reasonable to make their law like sailors? They exert themselves more than sailors. Rav Amar, Eicheles Imoim Lele Shabbos Lele Shabbos Belashon Nikia. Rav says a Chacham's wife eats with him from Shabbos night to Shabbos night, means on Shabbos night but not in between, and this is a euphemism for intimacy.